Okay, let's begin. Zvachim daf lama gimel. Zvachim lama gimel. We are on lama beis, ma beis. A couple of lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. So we discussed the shita of Ula in the name of Reish Lakish yesterday. Ula in the name of Reish Lakish tells us the sugya of we're getting tuma tamei shechitz yado lefnim bia b'miksas. That is exactly what we started discussing, because if you remember the first mishnah on yesterday's daf that we discussed, the mishnah discussed the psulim that are allowed to do shechita, and we said even on a lachanchila level most of the psulim are allowed to do shechita except for a tamei. A tamei is not allowed to do shechita lachanchila because he might come to touch the animal and then be metami the animal, and that is, we went through what the source for that is. Is it lachanchila? Is it b'di'evan? And we compared it to the mitzvah of smicha, as we will talk about more, Rav Hashem, later today, the mitzvah of smicha. So in that context of tuma, we discussed the shita of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says if a tami sticks his hand inside a place where he's not allowed to be, and we mentioned that might be in three different contexts. A mitzora is that has to be outside of Shalosh Machanos. So might apply to if he sticks his hand within three, if a person who has Tuma Sheyotze Alav Migufo, so that is, he's a Zava, neither, they have to be outside of two Machanos, a Balkari, and the Tamei Meis has to be outside of one Machanos. So if any of those people stick their hand in to the place that they're not allowed to be, so they would get Malchus. As the Pasuk says, V'chod Chodesh Lo Siga, Vel Hamikdash Lo Tavo. And we compare Negia to Bia. Rav Oshia asked Akasha and Ula from Mitzora, and we ended up saying the principle of, well, once the Torah obviously allows certain Isurim, so then maybe it would allow other Isurim too. Because we mentioned that a Mitzora has to be outside of Gimel Machanos. The problem is that a Mitzora has to get oil and blood sprinkled on his right thumbs and his right ear and his right toe in the Lifnei Hashem, in the Azara. But one second, he can't be in Gimel Machanos. So obviously the Torah allows, after he's finished the Tara process and he is just waiting to bring his Karban on day 8, that he's allowed to come in. What happens, though, he asks the Gemara, if he gets another Tumah along the way? On that last day, he becomes a Balkari. So Balkari is usually not allowed to be here. But that's the Gemara's last line that we read. Once the Tsara'as is Hutar, once that is matered, so then it must be that the Torah has a blanket heter for any tummy person at that stage who's on his way to becoming Tar, and therefore Hova Hutar Latsarato, Hutar Lakirio. And then we saw 2 days of Tosfos in Mesechas Yevamos on Dav Zayin, if when we matir Knisas Bohen, do we also matir? Why don't we also matir the whole goof? If you're already allowed to go in, and you paskin be a mix of shmabia, so why don't you just go in the hallway? And we saw two amazing deos in Tosfos, Yivam Zayin Mabez, towards the bottom. What exactly does that mean? Do we say, even if you say Biba Mixa Shmabia, if you go more than you have to, that's still a problem. And that's still an Isser of Kares. Even though sticking your hands, it has the status, Kilu you went in, it's still not exactly the same. Or not, theoretically maybe he should be able to go in, but it's not Kavod to go in. Okay, that's what we discussed, right before the end of the shiur. So related to that, Amar of Yosef, says the Gemara now, where we're up to about 10 lines up for the bottom. Amar of Yosef, Ksavar Ula, what is Ula hold? Ruban, it must be, Ula holds as follows. Ruban, for the fact of what? Rashi says, Shma Mina, towards the bottom. Shma Mina, mi de Ula, de Amar, hol the ishtri laha, since Ula says, once one thing is mutter, it's all going to be mutter. So Yemitzora, who sticks his hands in, it becomes mutter, right? That's what we said, a mitzora that becomes a balkari. That's how Ula defended his shito after Rav Oshia asked Akasha on him. So since he holds the principle of Hal of Ishri Laha, so you must say the following. Ruban Zavim Vina Asu Tmei Mesim. What happens if most of Am Yisrael are Zavim? They're Tumas Zav. And they then become Tmei Mesim. What's the important factor here? We have the principle we know, as we'll talk more about it soon, Tumah Hucha Betzibur, Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Usually, Tumah, Tommy person, is not allowed to be involved in Avoda, or not allowed to send a Karban. But, we know, if most of Am Yisrael, or most of the Kohanim are Tumah, so that we didn't say Tumah Hucha Betzibur. We had this a little bit, a week or so ago, when we spoke about the Ziknei Darom. The Ziknei Darom, we spoke about what type of Tameh is not allowed to do the Avodah. So in that context, we had a daf about different types of Tumah. But we mentioned then that the halacha is that only Tameh Meis is pushed aside for Tumah Hucha B'Tzibur. But other types of Tumah, like Tumah Ziva, is not. Oh, what if you have someone, or even most of the kihila, who are both? So, Ksavar Ula, Rav Yosef says it must be that Ula holds, Ruban Zavim v'na'asu t'mei mesim, if most of Klal Yisrael are Zavim, and therefore they're not going to be able to do the Karban Pesach. You don't see Tumot Shebetzibur by Tumah Zavim. They're going to have to wait till Pesach Sheni. And then they become t'mei mesim. So then maybe we'll say, Ho'ol v'huchul u'tumasan, huchul u'zivasan. Since we would allow them to do the Karban Pesach just because of the Tumah Mase factor, so maybe we could also ignore, so to speak, the Tumah Ziva factor, and they would be able to do the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, that's not parallel. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, no, that can't be. Says to Rav Yosef, me dummy. Remember, throughout Shas, Abaya often reminds Rav Yosef about things that Rav Yosef himself taught him. Rav Yosef forgot the Torah, that some of the Torah that he taught. Sometimes Abaya reminds him, or sometimes he just argues with him. So Amalei Abaya, me dummy. How can you compare the case of a Mitzora that becomes a Balkari, then when we say Ho of a Hutra Hutra, to a Zav or a Zava that become Tmei Meis? They're in the opposite order. Me dummy. Tuma Ishtari, Ziva Lo Ishtari. Which Rashi explains to mean, which came first makes all the difference. If somebody is on his way to becoming Torah and the Torah gave a heter and then something else is added on, right? A Mitzora is heading in, is inside the Gimel Machanos, and then added on to that is Tumas Balkari, then we can say Ho V'Hutra Hutra. But in a case where they're first about Azov and then Tumas Meis, then you can't say that. Right, the Iker, you go by what was there first, and then you could say what was added on. That's what you say, the principle, the whole of the Ishtari. Right, we have that another example in Maseches Kedushin, which we'll see also. But first, let's continue the conversation. Abaya is still talking here to Rav Yosef. Dilma hachi kamamar? Maybe Rav Yosef, maybe this is what you meant to say? Ruban tmei mesim and asu zavim. The opposite order. First they were tmei mesim, and then they became zavim. Ho'al v'hutru l'tumasan, hutru l'zivasan. Is that what you meant to say? That if they are hutar first for their tuma, do we save then for the ziva? Amar le'in says yes. Yes, that's what I meant. Was this an example of also reminding him of what he had said, or just saying it now? But either way, yes, says that's what he meant. If Bnei Yisrael are first tumei mesim, and then they become tuma ziva, we would still say that they could do Karban Pesach. All the ishtari, whichever came first. Says the Gemara, Amar le, v'yakati lo dami. Abaya says to Rav Yosef, okay, that helped, that works a little bit better, but it's still not comparable exactly. V'yakati lo dami, mitzora heterahu. Hol v'ishtari ishtari. The Torah itself says, in the avoda of Taras and Mitzora, this has to happen. This has to happen, there's no way out of it. And therefore, we can look at that as what we call hutra. The Torah says that the Mitzora is allowed to go into the Machanos and go up to the Shara Nikanar and stick his thumbs in. So obviously, that's built in the heter, hutra. Tuma d'chuyehi laha idchi laha lo idchi. You might not be able to compare that to a case of tuma. By tuma hutra v'tzibur, maybe it's not what we call hutra, maybe it's d'chuya. By the case of tzaraz, obviously we might be able to say the isser does not exist in this situation. Because after all, the Torah says this is always mutter. So, lama d'avadoma. Again, we discussed this years ago. But there are some Rishonim that say the idea of Yibum being matir, isser, eshes ach, it's not that there's an isser, eshes ach, that is exists, but you're allowed to violate, and it's pushed aside. Yibum always has the isser of eshes ach. So it's very difficult to say that there's an isser that you're allowed to push aside. No, it's better to say that the isser doesn't exist in this situation. Right, Kahai Gavna, the Torah never meant for the Isra of Eshes Ach to exist. And that's the formulation in general of Asi Dochalosa say, I'm sorry, in Misach HaShabbos of Rav Nisim Gon, as we'll see. But again, this says the Gemara, if it's built in, it always exists. So then it's an idea to say Hutra. And that's the case of Mitzora. But in the case of Tuma, so then maybe we would say Tuchuya. Tuma Tuchuya hi laha, laha idchi, laha lo idchi. And therefore, says the, says Abayat Rav Yosef, you can't compare them. Amarle Rava, Rava chimes in and says, wait a minute. And we'll comment all these things that we're referring to, we'll do after. Let's first finish the conversation. Amarle Rava, Adarava, Ifcha Mistavra. No, I think you can say just the opposite. Just the opposite. Not in top. Mitzora is Hutra. And Pesach is Dechuya. Fine. But you could say the opposite svara then. Which is more expansive? And again, we understand both svaras, both logics. Mitzora, Rava says, Mitzora heterahu. If you say the Torah destroys the Isser, because it always exists, so it must be the Isser doesn't exist, so then maybe you would limit its expansiveness. If the Torah wipes out the Isser, maybe it only wipes out the Isser that is always there, that has to be there. Mitzora heterahu, laha ishri or laha lo ishri. So then you could say that it only matters what is always there. Tuma dechuyahu, but if the principle is dechuya, it just pushes it aside. Malicha dechuya, malishte dechuyos. Maybe there's no difference. It could push away one isur or push away two isur. As my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig would say, its strength is its weakness. Because the stronger it is, it could wipe out the Isser, so maybe it can't wipe out any other Isser, because the other Isserim don't always exist. Masha'enkin, if it's Dechuya, this has the power to push away all problems. The problem's there, but you can push it aside, so it can push away problems that just happen to be there now as well. So its strength is its weakness, and its weakness is its strength. Right? Hutra versus Dechuya. And again, the Karanora points out here, the machlokas here, Abayin Rava, could be a general machlokas. Which is more powerful? How do you look at it? Is it Hutra? Is it Dechuya? And we can understand both stadim. So either way, Rava says, you cannot compare the extension. Just because Ula says that a Mitzora, who becomes a Balkeri, would be able to stand the Chara Nikonar, because Hova Ishtari, does not mean that you would have to say that by Karban Pesach, that if Bnei Yisrael become Tamei Mesim, and then they become Zavim, you might not say Hova Ishtari. Right, and that is the machlokas between Rav and Abaya, whether you would have that extension. Last line, Michlal. From this whole discussion, Travayu Sviraluhu Tuma Dechuyi Hibetzibur. It seems like that's not up for discussion. It seems like that by Pesach and by other Karbanas Shel Chova, we'd say Tuma is Dechuya Betzibur, right? Meaning the Tuma exists. You need, as Rashi says here, the Tzitz is Meratzeh. The Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol is Meratzeh. It helps the Tuma have effectiveness, and therefore, that's what we say, l'may nafkamina, as we know, Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Yuma, do you ever look for a tar kohen, there are nafkaminas between Hutra and Dechuya, but that is this section of the Gemara. Stop there for a moment, a couple of points to make in the sugya. As we mentioned, the Gemara Kiddushin has a similar idea, if you want to look, about Hova Hutra. Once one Isra is matered, we would matter another Isra. Again, not everyone should be compared to each other, but the Gemara discusses, what about a case of Kohen Gadol? We know a Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry, let me just find the line. If not, Ibai Lahu. We got the case of Evan Ivri. Let me just find the line of Kohen Gadol here. Kohen, or even before that, Kohen Mao B'Yafas Toar. Right? Is a Kohen allowed to have the heter of Yafas Toar, the unusual heter of Yafas Toar in Parshas Kisetze? Does it apply to a Kohen? Chidishu Loshna Kohen Loshna Yisrael. You see, it's a chiddush, so it doesn't matter whether Kohen Yisrael. Odilma shiny Kohen hol v'riba ben mitzvos yaseiros, right? Or do we say that it's he has more mitzvos, therefore he wouldn't apply to here. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. And then we say Bebir Rishona. We say Kol Amal Pliki the Shari Dlo Tiber Torah LaKenekad Yitzhara. What about Bia Shnia? Rav says Mutar, Shmuel says Aser, and Rav says there hol v'ishtari. Once something is mutter once, so then we would say it's mutter another time. So along these lines, and the Rashba here, and other we shouldn't discuss here, what about a Kohen Gadol? What about a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen. I'm jumping the gun. Kohen marries an Almana. A Kohen is allowed to marry an Almana. And then he becomes the Kohen Gadol. So then what? A Kohen is not allowed to be married to an Almana. But when he got married, it was mutter. And now it is, he wouldn't be able to marry this woman, but he's already married to the woman. So do we say Hova Ishtari? And that could be looked at once the Maisa was Mutter at one stage, so it's Mutter at another stage. Or do we say, you know, once the Kohen Gadol has a Heter to marry based on this Isser, so it extends to another Isser, even if this Isser still exists. So that's a similar type of idea here, as once the Torah matters A, problem A, then it can matter problem B. Again, the Rishonim here discuss it. We're not going into it too much in depth. The general sugi of Hutra and Dechuya comes up in various contexts in Halacha, and we might not say the same thing by all the different contexts. It comes up here by Tum Hutra B'tzibur, which is in the Hilchas B'yas Mikdash in the Rambam. That's the paragraph the Rambam discusses Tuma, and the Rambam says Tuma Shavar B'mikdash, which we already discussed, is Machal of the Avodah. And then the Rambam says, it depends on the type of carbon that you're talking about. Kol Karban She'ein Kavu Alozman, any carbon that you do not have to do today, Ein Odoch, Elohas HaShabbos, Elohas HaTuma. Doesn't push off anything, because just wait. You might as well wait. Shem lo yikrav hayom yikrav l'machar. Ulamachar machar. V'chol kar, that's the, if I have to bring a carbon chata, so carbon asham. So if all the kohanim are tameis, you have to wait. There's no something pushing you to do the chatas today. V'chol carbon shekavu alozman, bein carbon tzibur, bein carbon yachid. If there's a carbon that's kavu alozman, doche, whether it's tzibur or yachid, right, so then, doche es haShabbos, v'doche es haTuma. V'lo kol haTumeos hu doche, elo Tumas meis levada. But the Rambam said it's only doche Tumas meis, as we said. And kol karbon es tzibur hakavu azmanam, lefi hakulan doche es haShabbos, ve'es Tumas hameis. And therefore, all karbon tziburs are kavua, and therefore the doche haShabbos and Tumas meis. V'chol karbon mehen shekar betuma eino nechal. Even though it's brought betuma, because tumuja betzibur, it is not nechal. Maybe carbon pesach is different. And then the Rambam goes through all the different details of tuma. And what does the Rambam paskin? Tumas meis dechuya betzibur, as we just said. Shenemar vayu anashim asheri ha'yu tmein lenefesh adam kach lamdu bebiashmuas anashim yechidim heim shitchle bezach sheni im ha'yu tmeim avot tzibur shayu tmeim esim. Only the Pesach Sheni Jews that were a minority, but if they would have been a majority, Aval Tzibur Sheyetz Mei Meis Ein Andi Dachen Ela Tuma Titocheh Bipreihem V'Yasu Pesach B'Tuma V'Hu Adin L'Chol Karben Shekavol Ozman K'Pesach Shudoch Ez HaTuma. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaMikdash Perek Dalet. Good. So where else do we have that? We also have that by Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh being Doche Shabbos, Tuchuya or Hutra. Again, a discussion. Right, do we say that, and there are nafkaminas, how much do you have to say, oh, it's all mutter, once it's mutter. What do you say? No, it's limited, it's dechuya. Right, dechuya, the Rambam's lashon is dechuya pikuach nafesh yetzel Shabbos. Therefore, it's more limited. You have to try to, not do anything more than what needs to be done. Again, there's dechuya versus hutra, famous language of the Rambam, even, who do you get to be Mechal Shabbos? Do you get people who aren't aware? Do you get people who are aware? So the Rambam discusses that. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, have a discussion of that as well in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Refuah, and Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. And towards the end of the Shin Chav Ches or so. But that is the Dechuya and Hutra, which comes up in other contexts as well. Achronim point out that there is another way to look at. We have Dechuya, we have Hutra. And the way that we formulated, even Hutra, there's another formulation of it, and this is based on the Ramban in Parshas Emor, where the Ramban talks about the Heter of Ochol Nefesh on Yantif. Right? Is that Hutra? Is that Techuya? Right? Yeah, it's cooking, but you're allowed to do it on Yantif. Shabbos, you're allowed to cook. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. The Ramban says it's not Techuya. It's not even Hutra. The Ramban has a lashon of, it's kind of like Kahai Gavna, it never existed in the first place. Because it always exists together, so then the Isser never gets off the ground. It never needs to even be matir. And that could be, like I mentioned before, Yibum. Certain cases that when they're together, you might say they're Dechuya, they might say they're Hutra. And that's what the Rav Nisim Gom in Masechta Shabbos, when he talks about towards the end of Masechta, about Asi Docha Lo Saseh, that's how we looked at Asi Docha Lo Saseh. Even though very often the Aseh and the Lo Saseh don't have to be together, let's say somebody has a saras spot on the foreskin. So we're going to do bris milah, cutting off the foreskin, even though there's an issa daraisa of cutting off a saras spot. So we say aseh dechalos aseh. So the formulation of hutra exists in the Rishonim, even in the Gaonim. Rav Nisim Gaon in Shabbos Kuflam Gimel says a very strong lashon of hutra. Very strong lashon. Of once the Torah says this is mutter, so then it's like a t'nai. When you're doing this aseh, then the Isser is pushed aside as if it doesn't exist. Says the Rav Nisim Gaon. Heich talks about the Asi Dechalos Aseh, Kilayim Betzitzes, V'chulu. V'chi Yatzivui Shenemar Acharav, Hu Tznai Olav. V'chi Lo Bala Hashir Ela Levishas Kilayim, Chut Mi Mitzvah Tzitzes. Avo Mashu Mu'urav Michuti Pishton Im Hatala Shel tzemer, shu mitzvah, eino nichnas bezuha asara, elo mutterhu. And he continues. So a very strong lashon of hutra. This might be in the middle between hutra versus what the Ramban might be saying, that it never existed in the first place. But the Ramban seems to be going one step further, because the Rav Nissim Goad is talking about cases where even they don't always have to exist together. While the Ramban there is saying the heter of achol nefesh on yantif, it never exists. This never exists. So there might be the chuya and hutra, and never existed in the first place. Three different formulations, how we could look at cases that that overlap. Good. Not every time a mitzvah and an avera overlap do we say asi dochalos asei. We know the three sugyas that overlap themselves. Asi dochalos asei, lav anitak lasei, and mitzvah haba b'avera. Those are the three sugyas in Shas. Three of the sugyas in Shas, where you have mitzvahs and averas that overlap, and anyone has to know exactly how to navigate between the mitzvahs and the averas. Mitzvah bab avera, you're not allowed to do it. Asi dochalos asei, you have a mitzvah to do it. Lavanita lasei, you already did something wrong, now here's a way to fix it. Lavanita lasei. Again, those are three, sugyas that talk about mitzvos and averos together. Okay, let's continue. The Rishonim here also discussed the Lomaisa, Dechuya, Hutra, as the Gemara says. Do we always say Tumma, Dechuya, Betzibur? But we'll leave that for now. Period. Lema Messiah. Let us try to bring a proof to Ula. Right? Ula. Ula held, Bia Bemixas, Shma Bia. Why? Because Ula was the one that said, if a Tumma person sticks their hands into a place where they're not allowed to be, they get Malkus. Right? That means there's an Isidaraisa. It's a daraisa, bia b'mikza shma bia. So, lema masayale, let's try to bring a proof. Kala smichos shahayusham. All smichos, we know the din of smicha, where the bialim lean on the animal before they shech the carbon. Kala smichos shahayusham. All the smichos that were there. Kore alehen ani, or kore ani alehen, take up the smicha shchita. I say, right after smicha comes shchita. I think Mar Brachas talks about the different takefs. So this is the one we're going to talk about today. Take of the smicha shchita, right after smicha gam shchita. So by all smichas, that is true. Right after the leaning on the animal, shchita is done. Chutz mizu, except for this asham mitzora. Except for this one. Shahaisa b'shar nikinar. Why? Because here the mitzora can't will come in. So there's going to be a little break. She'ei mitzora yachol ikanis l'sham, ad shemazin ala midam chataso midam ashamo. Until he has hazah of the blood of the chatas, the blood of the asham. Rashi points out, we don't sprinkle the blood of the chatas on him. We only sprinkle the blood of the asham on him. Alav here means bishvilo, meaning until the blood of the chatas is sprinkled on the mizbeach, and the blood of the asham is sprinkled on him. Right, but either way, until the avod is done, he can't come in. So, and that's why he has to stay. It's to stay by the door, and that's why you're going to have a little break between the smichas all the way over there, and then the shechita done afterwards. But says the Gemara now, V'i amrit bia b'mikzas lo shma bia. But if you say, bia b'mikzas lo shma bia, so then, meaning, ula says shma bia. If you say, lo shma bia, so then what's the raya? La ayol yadei v'lismoch. Why can he stick his hands in and do smicha? Right, and then there won't be a break. And then you'll do shechita right afterwards. Right, why are you saying that, by the mitzvah, he's going to have to do smicha outside? Why? Let him stick his hands in, and then he'll do smicha, and then you do shechita right afterwards. It must be, he can't do that. It must be, and therefore you say that the bia b'miksas shma bia, like ula, that's why it's a misayeya to ula, and that's why this tosefta says what it says. Number one. So Gemara answers no. There's no raya from there to Ula. Amar Rav Yosef Hamani, Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. Maybe this is like Rabbi Yosef Yehudi's opinion. We had earlier on Daf Chaf, we had the three different opinions in the Tanaim. What is called north? What is called Safon Ha'azara? Is it due north of the Mizbeach? Is it due north of the Mizbeach and northwest of the Mizbeach? Is it due north of the Mizbeach and northwest and northeast? Meaning, the 22 amos northeast of the Mizbeach in the Azara, is that called Safon? That's a machlokas tanoim. So, the Gemara is saying here, maybe the issue isn't the Mitzora, the issue is, maybe it's like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's opinion, Da'amar Merchak Safon, right? Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said that you have to do far from the doorway of the Azara, meaning you can't use the 22 amos, the 11 amos of the Ezras Yisrael, the first 11 amos on the east side of the Azara or the Ezra's Kohanim, you have to do it much more in. So even if the Mitzvah would stick his hands into the Azara, it still wouldn't be take of the Smicha Shechita. So there's no raya to Ula specifically in this case, because there still is a different reason why you would say that there wouldn't be takif. Stop there for a moment. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about a number of points. Veleved Pishpesh asks the Gemara, why don't you make another little doorway on the north side of the Azara, and from there the Mitzora could stick his hands in, and then you could do the Shechita right after the Smicha, because that's the north side. Abayev Rava Dami Shavayu, Abayev Rava say together, you can't just do whatever you want at the Beis HaMikdash. Everything has to be B'nevua. Hakol Bichsav Miyad Hashem Alai Hiskil. Kom Alechas HaTavnis. Special din, that's called Hakol Bichsav. Everything has to be B'nevua. For the Mishkan, for the Mikdash, right? We know exactly what the Mishkan was, how the Mishkan was made in the Kalim from Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh. We know exactly how Mikdash Rishon was made from Psukim in Malachim. We know exactly how Mikdash Sheni is made from Mishnayos in Meseches Midos. And Tom and how the Avoda was made. We know exactly how Mikdash Shlishi based on Yechezkel. So everything exactly on Kol Bichsav. You can't just decide, oh, I think it's going to look better like this. So if you can't just decide, Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this in his tshuva. One of his tshuvas about Mechitza. The Mechitza that they built, remember the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah, that they made a Takana Gedola, a Tikkun Gadol, by building a balcony in the Simchat, by the Simchat Beis HaShoeva, was one of the makaris for Mechitza. So Rav Moshe there discusses this principle, Kol Bichsav. Did they have a nevuah to do this? It wasn't built originally. It must have been something that was allowed, because it was done, and the bishop brings a riot from there. But either way, this is Abaye and Rava, the principle of Hakol Bichsav. Answer number one. Ask Tosfos here. So how do you add on the ear and the Azaros? We know learning Masech HaShavuos. You'll have to expand a little bit. Estosis Velevit. Vahadamos even Aliyar Valazaros, Hainu Hecha de Ika Lameimar Kra Ashkahu Vidarish. The only time that you could ever add on is where you're working backwards. When they want to add on, they look back and they see a hint to it somewhere in the Psukim. Kiahid the Sukkah, like Sukkah, exactly what we just quoted, like that the case of the Tikkun. Umiyukasha, Tachanami, Emlacha Kra Gadomi Zed, the Levit Pishpesh, Lakai Mitzah Smicha. So the Ketosis asks, so then here too it should be Ki'ilu, we're saying if you ever could look back and say this is what the Torah might have meant, so then, you know, you're allowed to do it. So why can't we answer that here too? We want the Mitzorah to be able to do Smicha right before Shtita is done, so maybe the Torah must have meant this. The Rachmana Amar V'samach, right, the Torah says V'samach. Right, so Tosfos he deals with that. Why is that? But again, he says because it doesn't say it beferish, says at the end. Ein zachashav kamo kra, kiven delokasa behedya bikra. It doesn't say it behedya, it's not explicit. You know, there are other options. You don't have to do it like this. So therefore, but Tosfos notes that sometimes the Gemara goes backwards and says, once we want to do this in terms of this specific din, so we could find the remez to it and the drasha to it in the text. That gets into general, that Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin and other Mefarshim. How do we look at drashas chazal, specifically asmachta, or sometimes other drashas chazal? Right? Is it all, we know this was already the Kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he kind of gave the Midosh HaTorah Nedrashas Bahen to uncover what's already there, or Chazal have certain independence to make drushas based on the Psukim. I just got a two-volume set, which was put out from a Rav in Otniel, called Nata Bisochenu. It's all about this topic. Drushas Chazal, and Asmachta, and Kavachomer, and all the Midosh HaTorah, it's fascinating. All many different examples. But a lot of the Sefer is about this issue. How much are Chazal just uncovering? How much are they independent and have authority? Chazal, we're talking about it, the Tanaim. And Amorim, how much do they have Chazal to uncover? So here's a perfect example. This discussion of the Pishpesh and Tosfos' answer is, Kra Ashkechu V'darish, that's this issue. How much independence do they have? How much are they just doing detective work and uncovering? And sometimes there are machlokas in the Rishonim about how to view this. Good. Tosfos discusses, not Tosfos here, Tosfos in Sota. Tosfos in Sota says, so what do you see from here? You see from the Gemara, it's clear that if the Mitzora does, from this answer, if the Mitzora does the smicha, sticking his hands in, and the animal's inside, and then you're going to have to walk the 22 amos to get to the north of the Mizbeach, that's not called right away. That's not called tekef. right? Because that's enough of a hefsek. So Tosfos says, you see from here that it's called a hefsek, the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amos. Because that's the amount of time it takes to walk from the door of the Azara, Shara Nikanar, all the way to the north side till you hit the Mizbeach. That's what you get from this Gemara. Tosfos Sota, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Kedei Mahalech Mishar Nikanar Ad Beis Mitzvachayim, Lo Chashiva Tkifa. Right? Lamai Nafgamina. So, various halachas that you're not supposed to have a hefsek. So, which halachas are you not supposed to have a hefsek? The Rama says, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, when we wash for bread. When we wash for bread, says the Shulchan Aruch, L'chad Chila, we're not supposed to have a hefsek. Between the Netilas Yadayim, you're supposed to go and then wash, and then make hamotzi right away. Yesh Omrim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Samach Vav, Arachayim, She'ein Tzarech Lizoher Milahafsek Ben Netila La'motzi. You don't have to be so crazy about hefsek. The Yeshom Rim Shetzarach Lizar. And some say you should. The whole point is Hesach Hadas and Truma. So some say that you should be Zahir. Even in just Shehiyah, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Shekein Shlo Ladaber Bein Time, Afilu Sicha Muetes. Right? Even not to talk. But again, this is, the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see the Magen Avraham in a second. Is going to make a comment about our Gemara. But the Ramah says, V'im Shaha Kedehilo Chaf Bezama Mikri Hefsek. The Ramah says, what's called the hefsek that you should try not to have, the time of washing to the time of amotzi, the time it takes you to walk 22 amos. How long is that? Probably not too long. Not too long to walk 22 amos. 40 to 60 feet, right? Then, to put it in, terms that, maybe we could, better fathom. But a 22 amos, again, if there's a lot of people, if there's a tzarech, you wash, and there's a lot of people washing, obviously, shalom, the larger bias, you know, overrides the lechatchila of hefsek. Again, if there is a hefsek, even if somebody talks, we know we pass, and you don't have to wash again, as long as your hands didn't touch anything. But that's where does it come from? It comes from this sugya of walking 22 amos. The Magen Avraham is not so happy with this comparison. He doesn't think that you should compare the context. Magen Avraham here, he quotes our Gemara. Let me just find it. Magen Avraham here in this little simen, Kuf Samach Vav, on the Ramah. V'im shok de hiluch, Chafe Zama Mikri Hefsek, says the Magen Avraham. Hatosus Besota Hochichu Kain, Midamrinan Gabi Mitzora, Lo Hayatekav Lesmicha Shkita, Shohaya Rashad Likonis Lazara, Vayasomich Alakarba, Vishar Nikonar. You didn't think we would get to Arachayim Hilchos and Tilos Yadayim from Aratosus and Argamar and Zvachim today. But, fine. Vikashali, as the Magen Avraham, I don't think this is a perfect comparison that what Tosfos and Sota does. The Bizvachim, the Lamagimel Parech, Meha Braisa, right? It goes through the whole sugya. Umishani, Kaimel and Kurab Yosi, to Asr Lishko, Kim Bitsadam Mizbeach. According to Avamita Karebi, why do they shecht it right? You know, even if the mitzvah has to be right outside, and then you shecht it inside. The Gemara also said, oh, it's a violation of tekef. That's a violation of tekef. It's only like 1 second in. El al karchach. Says the Magen Avraham, the issue isn't a time of 22 amos. Because in the Havamina, we thought even if you shechting it right outside the Azara, and you're gonna do smicha right outside the Azara, you're gonna do smicha right inside the Azara, that's also a violation of tekef. And that's much less than 22 amos. And therefore his lashon is, Ela al karchach, kisha holech mi makom la makom, chashiv hefsek, afilu halicha muetes. The issue isn't a time. You see from the Havamina of the Gemara, that even a little halicha, you have to go somewhere, even that is a violation of tekef. V'chein mashma v'mishnah, soperek beis demidos, v'makim shesomchin, shochtin, shetekel esmicha shchita. In the exact spot where they dismicha, so that's where they shechted. What do you mean? If it's less than 22 amas, it shouldn't be a problem. So v'tzarachi, and the Magen Avraham says, so I don't, I'm not sure about this, I think that lechatchila, you shouldn't be mafsik at all. If you have to, then you have to. But again, he doesn't like the shear of 22 amos constituting a hefsek. Okay, important discussion of the Magen Avraham. Let's continue. Oh, one other ha'ara, and that is an important radak. The Gemara here says, Akol b'chsaf. So anybody who opens up a Sefer Melachim reads that Shlomo HaMelech made a lot of new kalim. He had big kruvim that stood on the floor, and there were many different shulchanos and a lot of menoros. And the Navi doesn't say exactly that he was Mitsuba to do this. But the Radak points out, based on the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim that we just quoted, Akol Bechsav, it must be that he had a Nevuah to do it. Or else he wouldn't have been able to do it. That's the Radak's comment in Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches. Pasuk Zion. Vav. Pasuk Vav. Says the Radak. Ve'ein lanu l'sh'ol, lama asa shlomo kruvim acherim, v'lo ketavnes arishonim. Kasher ein lanu l'sh'ol, don't ask how do you make such big kruvim, just like you can't ask, lama lo asa aron acher, v'yasa mizbechos acherim. He made a lot of more mizbechos, a lot of menorahs, a lot of shulchanos, but only one aron, didn't make another aron. Didn't make another aron. Why not? Ki akol asa alpi nevuah, kemosha masa lo David aviv, kemosha kasuv, v'divrei hayamim. Sh'amar lo David, hakol, Hakol bechsav miyad Hashem ala hiskel kol malachos hatavnis, and that applies to even though it doesn't say it, it must be that he had the he had a nevuah about it. Good. Let's continue. That was all answer number one. Two. This Tosefta in Nega'im, if you say Biva Mikdash Lo Shema Bia, so why can't he just stick his hands in? It must be he doesn't stick his hands in, it was a riot to Ula. So we had one answer why it's not a riot to Ula, because maybe it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, who you have to walk it across to do the Shechita anyway, the north of the Mizbeach. Ikeda Amre, or a different answer. Amre of Yosef, Kol HaSomech, Rosho V'ruba Machris. If you do Smicha, you gotta put your whole body in. You can't just stick your hands in. To do smicha properly, you got to lean on the animal. My time, I'll call kocha b'inan hilkach lo efshar. So that is why, even according to you, Ula, you can't just stick your hands in. You're going to have to stick your, most of your body in, and that's not going to be called bia b'miksas. That's going to be called bias rubo, which is, we might say, rubo kakulo. And therefore, there's, again, there's no raya to the sugya, bia b'miksas, shma bia. Says the Gemara, my kasavar. We'll get back to that lashon b'ez Hashem of smicha b'chal kocho in a little bit on a base. Ma kasavar, I kasavar. Let's think about the two factors that are overlapping here. We're talking about doing smicha, and we're talking about tekef l'smicha shchita. So, I kasavar, smichas asha mitzora d'oraisa. If we say that doing smicha on this carbon asham is a din da'oraisa, v'tekev l'smicha shchita da'oraisa, and that principle is also da'oraisa, doing smicha is da'oraisa, and doing it right before shchita is da'oraisa, leo v'lismok lehedya drachman amar. So the Torah is obviously matarit. If you have to do smicha, if the Torah says you have to do smicha, and you have to do smicha right before shchita, then obviously that's built into the Torah's heter, that you can, it could be done. So Amar Avah, and it sounds like the Magen Avraham. It sounds like even if you would do it right outside, it would still be a problem if you just then bring it inside. So Amar Avah de Bar Masna, Gzeira Shemayar Bebepsios. No, it's a Gzeira. The Gzeira. You're right, the Torah technically would allow that, but we make a Gzeira Drabanan. Shemayar Bebepsios. Maybe he'll take an extra step. This is pretty scary, right? Because if you go in, let's say you would allow him in. If he takes one step in the wrong direction, he's Chayav Karis. That's pretty scary. The Rabbanan said we're not going to allow that. Again, even if it's a shogeg, you don't want to do an iser shogeg shel karis either, right? Rashi says shema yarbe b'psios la'acher shesamach im yikanes psio etzad pnim yoser mishayetzarech nimsa anish karis. Right, one step in, right after there's a problem. The Rishash notes it's dafka one step extra after the smicha. What if you take one step before the smicha? Rishash is Bedaik and Rashi. Why does Rashi Dafka say that? Shemi Arba Bepsios, Lacher Shesamach, Emikon Epsiel Etzad Penim Yoser. So Rishash says, seems to say, from Rashi, to get the impression, there's no Isser before the Smicha. Before you did what you have to do, you're not going to violate for the Shemi Yarbe Bepsios. That's the Rishash's comment here on the Rashi. The Rishash, notes that, you know, this is something that mashma the sphere late the column shamach kiba dish taryale likanes hitrhu at slow acha yismoch. Ava mashkazal at sapnim, lo yadea my duchke, dafta normal de zavi kmoshiba befnim, mishub de pterenechnas, ma ha kaimalon, de la diatza rucha chayev, right? He also is bothered by the other line of Rashi. If he takes one more step, let's add pnim, in, going more in. What if he's going out, but he just takes a long way out? Should also be chayev karis. Okay, so the Rishash is bothered by those two parts of Rashi. But either way, the Gemara says, that's why Gzeira, Shemeshar, Yarmbe, Psios, and that's why it is not allowed. Oh, the Minchas Chinuch also says here, this line of the Gemara is Beferish against the Taz. The Gemara says here, it's Mutter according to the Torah, and the Rabbanan said, no, it's Usser. Which Taz? The Taz that we mention often, we'll just mention it now, and then maybe we'll read it later if there's time. The Taz that says, if the Torah matters something explicitly, the Rabbanan cannot knock it out, period. Right? The Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rabbanan did not say, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan said, you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what if it falls out on Shabbos? But I asked the Taz, why didn't the Rabbanan say, well, it's a musical instrument. You can't blow musical instruments on Shabbos and Yontif. No, the Rabbanan can't knock out a mitzvah totally. If the Torah says it's mutter, it has to be mutter sometime. That's the Taz's Yisod. It says it in Yoredeya and in Arachayim. And all the Achronim over the past 400 years, 350 years, discussed that Taz in many different contexts. The Minchas Chinuch, 10 different times, likes that Taz. But half the time that he discusses him, he says, so this Gemara is against the Taz. This Gemara seems to be Beferish against the Taz. Because the Torah says Beferish, right? According to this line of the Gemara. Smichas Hashem Itzor is Daraisa. Take off the Zbichshvid is Daraisa. He shouldn't be able to go in, but the Rabbanan answered it. Okay. Against that Taz, Tav Kuf Peches. But we'll leave that for now. Ika da Amre, or a different way to look at it, a different discussion is as follows. Amre Vada Bramasna, Smichas Asha Mitzora da Oraisa, Vitekav L'smicha Shchita, Lav da Oraisa. That's the other way to get out of it. Why don't you allow him in? Because Smicha is a din da Oraisa, but the principle of Tekav L'smicha Shchita is not da Oraisa. Right, that's a din to Rabbanan, to try to have smicha connected to the shechita. Again, the lumdus of smicha, which relates to this, whether take of 2 days in the Gemara here, whether take of the smicha shechita is a din to Araisa or not, the Ragachavar has the chilik. How do you look at smicha? Is it a mitzvah bifnei atzma, or is it just a hechsher lavodas akarban? Remember, we had the lashon in the first perek that if you don't take smicha seriously, you treat it like shiare mitzvah, it's kilu you didn't get kapara, even though you really did get kapara. I mean, there's something significant about the smicha. That's the connection that we have to the karban. But again, is it a pre-shchita stage? Is it a separate stage? That's the language, the question. Haim tzorach shashchita tia tekef achar smicha? Right, also, the achronim some have in the Sefer Chakiras, he discusses. Is it that the smicha needs to be before the shchita, or that the shchita has to be after the smicha? Is it a din in the smicha, or is it a din in the shchita? Sometimes you have things that have to be one after another. Right, Lamad Avadomim. Kiddush B'makam Suda. Is it a din in the Kiddush or is it a din in the Suda? The Rashbam has 2 deos in Arvei Pesachim about the Makar. And the Achronim say, oh, it's a din. Do you have to stabilize the Kiddush with the Suda or do you have to sanctify the meal by starting with Kiddush? Is it a din in the Kiddush or is it a din in the Suda? The Mayan Af Kamina could be whether you have to have bread. Right, the Vilna Machlokas grew on the Gaonim. The Gaonim say, the Minhag Olam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mizonos. You have to have bread later, but do you have to have the bread for the Suda? So if it's a din in the Suda, maybe it's only bread, because it's making the Suda sanctified. If it's a din in the Kiddush, just to stabilize it with something significant, so then maybe even Mizonos. Okay, so here too, is it the Smicha needs to precede the Shechita, or the Shechita needs to follow the Smicha? So that's also an interesting discussion, and that might be whether you say it's Daraisa, Darabanan, and the like. Okay, there's a lot by Bia B'miksa Shma Bia. We're going to continue now, but the post can talk about sticking your fingers inside the kotel, right? Putting in a petek or just leaning on it. You know, is there Bia B'miksa? Does the width of the kotel itself, does it have kedusha? Step one. Step two, if it does have kedusha, the walls of the Har HaBayis, do you say Bia B'miksa inside the width or just, you know, in a Pesach that's supposed to be there? But in between the stones, maybe that's not supposed to be a Pesach. So even if you say Shmiya Mixa Shma Bia, maybe that's not called a Bia. Because that's not supposed to be a Knesa. Maybe you only say Bia Mixa Shma Bia in a place where I can go in the hallway. But if all I could do is a Bia B'miksas, maybe you don't say Bia B'miksas there. These are all question upon question upon question. The Avni Nezer has a long tshuva about it in Yoredeya, Simin Tafnun, where he piles on all of these studim lahakel, in order to be mastic the minhug of people sticking their fingers in between the rocks, even though there are those that are machmir, Riskarav and others were machmir, didn't even touch the kotel for various reasons. Okay, Meisve says the Gemara Akasha v'samach v'shachat masmicha b'taharen avshchita b'taharen. Right, we had this brisa yesterday also. So smicha and shchita are compared. Just like smicha has to be with tar, av shchita b'tar, and so too shchita. Ve'i amrit lav da raisa. But if you say it is smicha, the take of a smicha shchita is not da raisa, so b'tmei nami mishkachas la. So why don't you just do smicha outside, and then bring it in. You don't need to take the smicha shechita anyway. So why do you have to have it bitzahorin, do the smicha again outside, and then you can bring it in. Ela efach. So the Gemara says, okay, switch it. Smichas asha mitzora lav da'oraisa. Take out the smicha shechita da'oraisa. The smicha requirement is not da'oraisa here. What do you mean? Smichas of the Torah. No, smicha for this carbon is not da'oraisa. Why? As Rashi explains, the asha mitzora, look at the bottom line in Rashi, kesavar eino bichlal ashamos. It's not like the other asham, Moshari eino ba elo lahachshir. A regular asham is ba al chet. The asham mitzora is to be makshir, to allow you to then become tahar, to partake of kachim and mikdash. So it's a different type of asham, so maybe that's why smicha is not required on a daraisa level. But take of a speech l'shchita is a din daraisa, so that's why you would do it outside. Okay. Again, there's a lot more about smicha, but let's continue first. But the first karban that the chinuch and the minchas chinuch talk about. What's the first karban? The first mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, right? Karban ola, first mitzvah, kuf tes vav. That's where the minchas chinuch has many different fascinating permutations and questions about smicha, because that's the first karban to talk about smicha in the first mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra. Ravina Amar, but we'll continue for now. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Rashi says, Ravina is going all the way back. All the way back to Ula in the name of Reish Lakish, right? Who said yesterday that if a Tommy sticks his fingers in, then he gets Malkus. Says Ravina Amar Linyan Malkus Itmar. That din of Ula in the name of Reish Lakish is only regarding Malkus and not regarding Kares. When you stick your hand in, when you stick your thumbs in, Bia b'miksa shma Bia, only Lagabe Malkas, not Lagabe Karis, because that's the context of the Pasek, Rashi says, Lini Malkas Amr, Kiddug Amr, Loki Behedya, Avalo Leinian Karis, De Tosve Mitzora, and meaning the whole discussion that we had on the previous daf was based on the fact that we assumed that Reish Lakish was saying across the board, there's Malkus, there's Karis, all the way in, and then we went into Mitzora, and it's full, and Kipal Keri on top of a Mitzora, because we thought it was across the board. For all halachas, a bia b'miksas is shma bia. But, says Ravina, not true. Even the original din of Ula in the name of Reish Lakish is limited. It's only to Malkus, because when do you compare bia to negia? As Rashi says, only regarding Malkus, but not regarding Karis. Good. Which means, that's unusual though, because it's saying it's shma bia on a daraisa level. Right? Because you're getting Malkus. So it's Shma Bia, the Achronim say, it's Shma Bia, but it's not fully Shma Bia. Shma Bia Lagabe Malkas, Avalo Shma Bia Lagabe Kares. Right, the way that the Briskarov says it, it's Me'ikar Adin Lo Shma Bia, but the Malkas is for Hachnosas Eiver Tameh, Lamikdash. So fundamentally, the question is, how close is Ravina to what we've said earlier? Do you say it's really Shma Bia with a limitation from Kares, or is really Lav Shma Bia with an expansion to include Malkus? The latter is what the Brisker Rav says. It's hard to say it's Shma Bia and you're not going to get Kares. That's why he'd rather say Lo Shma Bia, and you expand that putting an Aver Tame into the Azara is still a problem, even if you say Lo Shma Bia. Okay. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Avo, Linyan Tameshin Naga Bikodesh Itmar. Now, Ravin says, according to Rabbi Avo, totally different shot. Now, he argues, if you stick your hand in, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk is talking about, right, it's a Tame that sticks his hand in, he's not Chayiv even Malkus, according to Ravin Amar Rabbi Avo. The whole Pasuk is talking about, where you compare Negia and Bia, that's talking about a Tame that touched something that was kadosh. The itmar tamei shenaga bakodesh. Reish Lakish amar loka, Rabbi Yochanan amar ina loka. Meaning you have a different version of Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish is talking about when you touch. Reish Lakish amar loka. That's where he quotes the pasuk b'chol kodesh lo siga v'la mikdash lo tavo. Rabbi Yochanan amar ina loka. Rabbi Yochanan says no, you don't get malchus. Aye, what about the pasuk hahu b'truma ksiv? That's talking about truma. If a tamei person touches truma, so that's where you would get malchus. But the pasuk is not. And the Rashi says, he learns from the end of the Pasuk, how do you know it's talking about Truma? Based on the fact that he's going to be able to eat it at night, by Tol Yom, it's only by Truma, not by Kachim. But either way, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's only by Truma, not by Kachim, and therefore, you don't have a source. Rashi also says, what about a Kal V'chomer? If a Tame touches Truma, he's going to get Malkus. So surely, if he touches Kachim, Einon Shemin Adin. Einon Shemin Adin, you can't give an Onesh or an Asara based on a Kal V'chomer. Here. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, Hai Kral HaHachi Yudah Asa. So one second, Reish Lakish uses the pasuk for this. If a Tameh touches a carbon, he's going to get Malkus. Ha'ami Baile, Las Hara Lo'ocha Psar Kodesh. Doesn't he use it for eating Psar Kodeshim? To Itmar. As we learned back in Makos, Asar lochel b'sar kodesh minayin. How do I know that if somebody eat a tummy person eats a carbon, where is the lo sase in the Torah? Reish Lakish Omar b'chol kodesh lo siga, right? Lo siga, as we're going to see, it means not to eat, not just not to touch. This carries only by not eating, not by not touching. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tani Bar, Jala Asya Tumasu Tumasu Mibias Mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan says you have a Xira Shava from BS Mikdash. Malahalan Anashvi Hizir, Afkan Anashvi Hizir. Question marks. So you see Reish Lakish uses this for the Isser of eating. Tame eating a carbon, not Tame just touching a carbon and getting Makas. Answer, Tame Shinaga Bakodesh. The tummy touching, Mita Afki Rahmana Balashin Nigia. That's where you get, you use the Lashin of Nigia. That's why he's still going to say the pshuto shel mikra is going to have an iser. Azhara lo ochel midiskish kodesh le mikdash. And then you go one step further as comparing ochel, eating kodeshim, to going into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it's going to be different. Period. And Tani Kavasi the Reish Lakish, just one final brisa that supports Reish Lakish, that this is talking about eating. B'chol kodesh lo siga, azhara lo ochel. That's an azhara for eating. Ata omer azhara lo ochel lo inu ela linogeya. Maybe it only applies to the one who touches, because that's the pashas. Tavolomar b'chol kodesh lo siga v'yela mikdash lo tavo. And we compare makish kodesh lo mikdash. Ba mikdash davar sheishbo netilas neshama. Just like the going into the base of mikdash is something that has to do with netilas neshama, meaning kares af kodesh. Also the other pasuk davar sheishbo netilas neshama. It's talking about achiv kares v'imenogea netilas neshama miika. You don't get kares for just touching a carbon, so ella bachila. That's why the Brisa says it must be talking about eating, even though it only says touching in the Torah Shebechsav. It must be referring to eating, and that's a basis for Reish Lakish. Okay, so once the dust settles, we have a couple of different opinions. If a tummy person sticks his hand into the place where he's not allowed to be, let's say for sure, if a tummy person sticks his hand into the azara, or let's say a Tamei Shiosi Azav or Azava sticks their hand into the Harabayis. So what is the halacha? Reish Lakish, Ula Am Reish Lakish says, Loke and Pashtis Kares. Ravina says, Loke without Kares. Ravina Rabbi Avo, not even Malkus. Right? So three different opinions, what the halacha is in that regard. Okay, we're going to stop here. Brother Hashem, we will continue more. But again, if you get a chance to look at that shuv of the Avnei Nezer about the Avnei Kotel, interesting, Yerodea, Simen, Tav, Nun. Okay, we'll stop here.